Hello, and welcome to What Am I Chewing? The Wistful Thinking spin-off podcast where we chew things and guess what they are. I'm Jordan Pulling Clark. With me is my co-host, Kara Gail O'Regan.
Hello.
And I forget how to segue this.
Well, today we have a festive Thanksgiving episode for you, since our episode of What Am I Chewing scheduled for today happens to be Thanksgiving. Does that make sense? Did I say that right? As you can tell, we are having a hard time.
We've been talking for like 30 minutes already before we recorded, and we're just nonsense today. So yeah. I'm sorry, and you're welcome.
We're both sick, we're both not feeling great, and we're both heavily medicated.
Yeah, so, you know, whatever. Kara has a lot of drinks. That there was a whole production for her to get them.
I have bottles of water and a cup of tea.
I'm wrapped up in my bed. I'm not just like sitting in my bed today. Mm. I am like wearing my bed today.
That's great.
It's nice.
Into that. I am surrounded by pillows. I have a real like Princess and the Pea pillow situation. And also wrapped in heating pads. And that is nice.
Does sound nice.
Yeah.
I have one pillow and it makes me kind of sad, but I just like cannot be the person with a lot of pillows. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to give the wrong impression. It's not like people who are like, look how nice all of these pillows
they're not
are.
They're not decorative pillows.
No. I don't have to take all of my mother would do this. She would like put all of these weird pillows on the bed and then have to take them off to get in the bed.
My roommate does it every single day. She makes her bed every single day with like 20 pillows that are decorative.
Does she not realize the futility of existence?
It makes her feel good. We've talked about it so
okay,
much.
That's fair.
She can't
that's
even
fair.
Like look inside my room. We're very fair. Different.
Yeah, that's okay.
You want to eat some snacks?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I go first this time?
Oh, by all means, please do.
So we tried to, I'm broken, edit this out. We tried to pick Thanksgiving snacks, yes?
I mean, no, was that part of the assignment?
No, I just thought since we were recording for Thanksgiving, I tried to stay on theme a little bit.
Okay, that's great, because I wanted to. I really did. But this week has been...
No, that's okay.
Not great. So, I had to pick up a bunch of prescriptions today, and I was in Walgreens, and I was tired, so I grabbed something.
Oh, no, that's fine. Totally random. Sounds fun. Mm-hmm. So mine is like minorly Thanksgiving. I'm going to call mine. I'm not going to give it away yet. I'm going to let you guess things first. Okay, so this is the package.
Is it a tiny pie?
It's not. I wish it was. That sounds so good.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a crunch element.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a packaged food. Oh, that's a weird crunch. It's a different kind of crunch. Does it have nuts?
Yes.
Okay. Is the crunch noise, is that like hollow sound from the nuts?
No. I don't want to give it away. No, just keep saying things.
Okay. Is it candy?
No.
Is it a baked good?
No.
Is it a nut brittle?
No.
Well, that's all the things there are.
Well, it just is nuts.
Oh, okay.
but they're covered in something, and you need to guess which kind.
Oh, okay. Are they almonds?
Yeah.
Okay, so they are chocolate covered almonds?
No.
They are yogurt covered almonds?
No.
Hmm.
That was a good one.
That was so good.
I can see how good it is on the audio track.
Yeah. Are they, like, wasabi-covered almonds?
No.
I don't know if that's a thing.
But that is, like, that's not close, but that's the closest.
So, is it some sort of spice?
Yeah.
Spice mix.
Yeah.
Sweet or savory?
Sweet.
Are they, like, chai-spiced?
No.
That sounds really good.
That sounds really good.
Like yogurt and chai, like a chai mix.
I can't. Yeah.
Cinnamon sugar?
No. Remember that
pumpkin
I tried to stay on
theme. Spice.
Yes, they're pumpkin spice almonds.
Which,
like, who knew that that was a thing?
I mean, why not?
No, and
all
they're really good.
Flavors are good. They're probably
they're really good
together.
I was real suspicious of them because they only cost $2.50 at the store.
That is suspicious.
That's too cheap for almonds, right?
I think so.
And then I turned over to read the ingredients, and it doesn't list any of the spices. It just says spices.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, seems like a real cop out.
That's like allowed. And I don't know why.
I feel like that's very rare, though, that I've seen that.
Oh, really?
And I also learned a new word.
Oh, tell me about it.
That I'm
going to
try to. Well, okay, because it's.
Tell
spices.
Me about it, stud.
I was driving yesterday and a song from Grease came on the radio and I turned it off.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't like it.
Which one was it?
I don't remember. The last one? Maybe.
Oh, we talked about this, that you didn't like that one.
Yeah. Okay. So spices, comma, spice extractives. Extractives? Is that a word?
I think they might have just spelled extracts wrong.
No, I googled it. It's different. I mean, it's, I don't know. I minimally googled it.
Okay. I can't find my phone, so I can't Google it, and I don't want to reopen any of my web browsers because they take up too much.
I was waiting for you to, like, do a Kara, and you were going to, like, tell me all about it.
Wait, what was I even going to look up? Oh, extractives.
Yeah.
Extractatives?
Where is it? Extractives.
Oh. Maybe they're, like, extracts of extracts.
Probably.
Yeah. Can I eat my snack now?
Yeah.
Yay. This is me opening it.
Is it chocolate?
Yeah, there's some chocolate involved.
There's some chocolate involved, okay. Is it a chocolate pretzel?
Nope.
Is it a candy?
Nope.
Is it a cookie?
No.
Is it a brownie? No, it's too crunchy. Is it those brownie crisp things?
Yeah.
Oh! Oh, those sound good. That went too fast. We need more snacks.
Well, we said that we were going to talk about what we're thankful for.
Oh, that's true. Because it's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we should have done that first.
Yeah. Whatever, now we get to chew rudely and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what Thanksgiving is about.
Truly.
Truly, yes.
Talking with your mouth open.
Well, let's see. I'm thankful for you and this podcast.
Oh, me too.
And everybody else that I've met through Cage Club.
Yeah, me too.
But I talk to you the most, so.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, truly, we talk a lot. Like, If, like, something random
happens
to me...
I talk to you the most, like, more than most of my other friends.
Like, if something happens to me in my day and I don't know who to tell, I tell you.
Aw.
Yeah.
Always here for it. Okay. I put too much in my mouth that
time. No, it's perfect. And I'm thankful for Circus and my Flying Trapeze team. Because they're the best ever, and I'm so lucky they exist. And I'm thankful for my roommate who I was just talking about with all the pillows, because she's, like, the best person. And I'm thankful for the kids that I teach, because they make me laugh. Yeah. And it's cool that I get to teach them stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful... I don't know. I think that's it.
That's nice.
I'm thankful for this... blanket that I'm wrapped in right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm supposed to go?
I guess it's your turn. I'm thankful that my family supports what I do, even though it's weird.
Yeah.
And that they're mostly safe and healthy.
Nice. I'm thankful for all of the things that you said that aren't specific to you. So none of the stuff about Circus, because that ain't me, babe. But I am super duper thankful for my jobs, especially my flower job, which is something that I stumbled into and turns out to be a dream job. So super.
I'm also thankful for your flower job, because it's very pretty when I look at your Instagram stories.
Flowers are wonderful, and I think they're, like, underappreciated because they're such, like, a background thing, but, like, even when they are just in the background, they make a really big difference, and they're nice. Mm-hmm. And it's really amazing that I get to, like, play with them every week and, like, be a person who knows things about plants now, which I'm really into. And I'm grateful for everyone that I work with, because they're all great. And I'm grateful for my other job, which I've been at for about a year, which is really my day job, which is coming to an end at the end of December, which is a shame, but it has been... they've been wonderful to me, and I've learned a lot, and it came to me, like, at a time in my life where I, like, desperately needed something very specific, and it was able to, like, fill that. So, thankful for that. I am also thankful for all these pillows and heating pads, just in general. And... family and my relative good health, which is hard to say on a day like today where I feel like I am truly dying, but compared to, you know, where I've been in the last few years and overall on a day-to-day basis, I am generally doing better, so I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the internet, even though I hate it sometimes. And snacks.
Snacks, yeah.
I'm trying to think of other things. I should have made a list. I do better with lists.
If I was making a list, we'd be here for like 1,000 hours, though. There's just so many things
that's
to be grateful for.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because life's pretty okay.
Well.
Despite the garbage fire.
I mean, if you're not dealing with a literal fire, then yeah.
Yeah, like my life is pretty okay.
No, I just mean, like, there are people who right now are like...
I know.
Have lost everything.
I know.
You know. And that sucks.
That was so Debbie Downer.
I'm so sorry.
You're not
very
wrong.
Very on brand.
You're not wrong.
No.
That was a straight up Debbie Downer move.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry.
Those people lost everything, Daddy. Don't you think that includes sports equipment? Wait, I don't even know if that's the quote. But
no, that is the quote.
Something like that. I don't know if that's exactly how she says it. Oh, I'm so grateful that we've been recording Cinemakers, because I've been watching all of Amy Heckerling's movies, and it gave me a chance to finally read that book about Clueless, which just made me appreciate my favorite movie so much more. And that's exciting. It's out now, so go subscribe to Cinemakers. And this season, I'm on there talking about Amy Heckerling's work. So, you can listen to the first episode of that about Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That was
her first movie?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Good for her.
Yeah. Extremely good for her, because it's an extremely good movie. It's, like, really kind of astounding. Ooh. I watched a recent Kirsten Dunst movie this weekend that I kind of told you about, but not really, because it's hard to explain. But yeah. It was good.
Cool.
It was called Wood Shack, and
Joey was also excited about it.
Yeah, written and directed by the two sisters behind the Rodart fashion label, and they make really pretty dresses. My only complaint about the movie is that for the characters in the movie, all of their clothes fit too good, which I guess is just a side effect of the filmmakers who also designed the costumes in the movie, like, are, you know, fashion.
Like, you couldn't believe them as real people because their clothes fit too good?
No, I could
believe them. What's your problem with that?
I could believe them as real people, but I just felt like their costumes were inappropriate for the characters. Like, it didn't totally take me out of it, but I was still like, these, because it's set in, like, rural Northern California, in, like, a logging town, you know, and I was like, these people wouldn't look this good. Like, the costumes, like, looked like things that they would maybe wear, but they wouldn't necessarily, like, have that kind of fit to them, you know what I mean?
Right.
Which is not something that anyone else would ever probably pick up on.
No, I probably would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's really good and weird.
I mean, a fun game you can play here in Vermont, especially there's, like, this one deli that's, like, right off the highway. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people stop there on their way to, like, Leaf Peep or ski. Mm-hmm. And you can go in that deli, especially on the weekends, and you can immediately tell who's not from here.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, like, that's true of, like, any small town anywhere.
But it's, like, they don't, you know, they look like they're ready to winter. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, between their hair and, like, I think it's the thing about how well their clothes fit.
Yeah.
Like, how nice their clothes are.
Right.
You know?
Because they're not wearing those things to survive, because that's just, like, at what they have to deal with every day. They're wearing them as, like, an outing, you know? This isn't their everyday clothes. It's their, like, I'm cosplaying as a Vermonter.
Yeah.
Which I love doing, by the way.
Vermont cosplay.
Uh-huh. Just, like, any sort of, like, Vermonting. Love it.
I'm thankful for Vermont. It's weird here, but I think I finally like it. The other night, I went to a concert that was, like, in the middle of nowhere, Vermont. It's 2 hours away from where I live, because when you live here for this long, you're just like, fine, I'll drive 2 hours to do something I want to do. Sure.
Yeah. And it was like, living in the middle of nowhere really, like, changes your sense of how reasonable it is to go to something.
Yeah. And,
like, the town I grew up in, you had to drive 40 minutes, like, 20 to 40 minutes to, like, get anywhere. And now I'm like,
get used to it.
That's crazy. Now I live in a place where, like, I don't have to go anywhere for anything. it's kind of spoiled me, I think. Like, it would be hard for me to, like, move back into the middle of nowhere.
Well, it's funny. It's, like, kind of the like, now I only have to drive, like, 5 minutes to get to work. The town I live in is, like, 2 miles long. I only have to drive like 10 minutes tops to get anything that I need pretty quickly, including like going to work. So now if I need to like go farther than that to do something, I think it's insane. But I will drive like 2 hours to go to a concert because doesn't exist here.
Right.
But so we like went to the middle of nowhere. It was like dark because it's the time of the year where you're like, is
it
midnight?
Always dark.
Yeah. You're like, is it midnight and it's 6 o'clock?
It's so bad. There have been times at work recently because I get there at like 4 o'clock and then we work through the evening. And there have been times recently where I'm like, guess what time it is, you guys? Guess what time it is? And it's like 5:20. Yeah. I'm like, I can't. Yeah. I just need to go to sleep. Help.
So we get to this place and we turn in and it's like the cutest barn that's been like converted into a restaurant, bar, like music venue. Mm. And then upstairs there's like a yoga space.
That's nice.
It was like the cutest place ever.
Where was it?
I don't remember. Waterbury, maybe? Does that sound like a place in Vermont?
I mean, definitely sounds like it could maybe be.
That's where it was.
Like, if you were a writer and you were making up places in Vermont. Yeah, Waterbury. Where was it, like, north? Like, what direction was it in from?
Well,
you?
Everything is north for me because I live, like, the most south you can live in Vermont.
Right.
So it was, like, it was 30 minutes from Burlington.
Oh, okay. Was it in the mountains?
So, like, what?
Was it in the mountains or like?
I don't know. None of the mountains seem real here to me. So.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
They're like pretty real.
I guess so. You can't. I mean, you can kind of see them when you start driving, but yeah, you can. I mean, they were mountains. Whatever.
Okay. It was not in the mountains, though, because if it was, you would know.
It wasn't like in the mountain.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, never mind. You know what? We don't have to get into the nuance of in the mountains or not in the mountains.
Whether or not you're in a mountain.
Continue.
That's it. That was the whole story. I was just very grateful for Vermont in that moment because it was just, like, very adorable and everyone there was nice and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, everyone is so nice.
It took me a long time to get used to everyone being nice.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that too. because it makes me feel like an asshole for just being I am. Where I'm just like, no, I just, hi, how are you? What do you want?
It gets like a little easier when you truly do know like 25% of the people you run into.
That's true, but I feel like that would give me a lot of anxiety and I wouldn't want to go anywhere.
Me too. It took me until like this year to be like, I'm fine leaving the house all the time. Like, it really took me. I've lived here for 4 years and that's how long it took. And like, it took 3 years for me to be okay making eye contact with everybody all the time.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But it's nice. And also, I wish I could disappear sometimes and you can't disappear here.
Yeah, I don't like that. I need to be disappeared the majority of the time.
Yeah, I understand.
I have regret that I ate too much. It's just like Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving week, so just like go for it. All right, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
We snacked. We talked. We were thankful for things.
Mm-hmm.
I hope if you're listening to this, you also have things to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you next week for the conclusion of our political series.
Oh, boy.
We will be talking about the movie from the 90s, the Chris Farley, David Spade movie, Black Sheep.
Directed by Penelope Spheeris, who, it's not her fault that this is a bad movie. But right, it's a really bad movie.
We'll get into that next week.
Yes.
We'll talk to you then. You'll listen to us then? What do I say here?
Yeah, we'll talk at you.
Cool. Bye.
Bye.